WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. An appellate-level court in New York turned thumbs down on Donald Trump's request to stop enforcement of the nearly $500 million business fraud judgment against him. His lawyers arguing it's impossible to secure a bond for the full amount. The judge said no to more payoff time. White powder letters turned up at the New York at the offices of Attorney General Letitia James and Judge Arthur Engoron.
James prosecuted Trump for business fraud in New York, winning a $454 million judgment against him, his company, and co-defendants. Justice Engoron presided over the case. The court says the substance inside the envelopes tested negative for anything hazardous, and no one was hurt, but an investigation is underway.
ABC's Derek Dennis. In a regulatory filing, Cencora, the major pharmaceutical distributor formerly known as AmerisourceBergen, divulged a cybersecurity incident, recently stole data from their systems, some of which may contain personal information, reads the filing. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court took arguments on the federal ban on bump stocks, devices which enable a semi-automatic rifle to be fired fully auto.
You had nearly all the justices open to upholding the ban on bump stocks, concerned that this is clearly a very dangerous device. A lot of consensus that perhaps it does fit the definition of machine gun, but there was not a clear answer, and it did not appear clear that they are willing to go there because of the text of the law. They said this law, written in 1934, before there were bump stocks, might not apply exactly. Therefore, maybe the ban doesn't hold muster.
ABC's Devin Dwyer, a ruling expected in June. Travis John Branson of Cusick, Washington, is changing his plea to guilty to helping kill more than 3,000 birds, including eagles, on an Indian reservation in Montana over a six-year period, and then illegally selling their feathers. Prized by Native Americans, he's looking at up to 13 years in prison. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw a dramatic change in temperature from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, breaking records in some parts of the state. In Madison, temperatures dropped from 70 degrees Tuesday to just 11 degrees Wednesday morning, a 59-degree swing. That's the biggest shift in the city's history. In Milwaukee, highs of 74 Tuesday were followed by lows of 16 Wednesday, a 58-degree change. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support healthcare access as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Governor Evers signed the bill Wednesday with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care services to mental health care. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast, very, you know, scrappy, crafty players, dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball, play hard like we did. Hopefully we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season, this is spring. sprint right now. 24 games left. Add 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL, the Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes to go in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight as winds turn light at variable, lows in the upper single digits. On your Thursday, sunny, and it will turn breezy with increasing south winds up around 25 and 30 miles per hour in the afternoon, or highs reaching the lower 50s. Currently 8 degrees.
Thursday on Matt Nair on Air, the IVF ban in Alabama. How will that affect us here in Wisconsin? Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for public service announcement. Join us.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you from our studio in a chilly downtown Waukesha. If you ever want to join the show, 855-75-CIVIC is the, new number that we're using. That's because I have it written down. 855-75-CIVIC. You can call and you can text at that number or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and former Twitter. Greg Bach.
Hi.
Lots of stuff coming up today. Next hour, Rich Barnhouse is the president of WCTC. Mm-hmm. He's going to be joining us in studio talking about how WCTC is really going to be at the forefront of AI technology.
This is fantastic stuff.
It is great stuff for Wisconsin.
Yeah. And love seeing it coming out of a technical college.
Yep. Yep, we've talked about that a lot, how important they are, because again, four-year universities, not necessarily everybody's cup of tea. Mm-hmm. So Rich Barnhouse will be joining us in studio next hour at 11:33. And then our regular Wednesday weather and wine with Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot at 11:50. She will be joining us to tell us about the end of false spring.
That is what we're calling it here on the Matt and Air on Air
show.
Yes,
the end of false. Yesterday was 72 degrees. Highest temperature I think ever set in Milwaukee in history.
I
stood outside last night from about 8 until 8:30 just watching the lightning show.
Yeah, I drove home in it.
It was incredible.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
It was quite something.
And then you woke up this morning, you're like, oh, cool.
Well,
2 degrees.
We knew it was good. We knew this was coming. Yeah. So yeah, it's bitterly cold out there. So we'll find out what's coming up. We're going to be heading in the right direction.
We're still in February. We got to keep saying that to ourselves.
I know. March. First day of March. Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Leap year.
We want to start off, though, with giving acknowledgments and all respect to a Cherry Starr, who was the wife of former Green Bay Packers quarterback and coach Bart Starr. Cherry Starr has passed away at the age of 89 at her home in Birmingham, Alabama. Family members say that she had been fighting cancer for years.
Yeah.
But what a remarkable legacy the Stars have had.
I'm not kidding you. When I read the article, I started to tear up just to the joy people had with her and like talking about it. Now she was just a great human.
They both were.
Yeah.
Just the amount of, you know, the Rawhide Ranch that they started.
Yeah.
They were very involved in cancer charities. They were high school sweethearts, married for more than 60 years.
Gross.
Before Bart Starr died in 2019.
Yeah.
He, of course, led the Pack to league championships in 1961, 1962, 65, and 66. And then, of course, victories in the first Super Bowl in 67 and the second one in 1968. Bart Starr named NFL MVP in 66 and inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977, also the head coach from 75 through 83.
It's really a shame that Bart Starr really didn't do anything with his life.
Right?
What a slacker.
I know. It's just that as a couple, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
They could have really done something.
Shiftless layabouts.
No, they were just a wonderful, wonderful couple and so impactful. Certainly not just in Green Bay, but all around the country. A Cherry Starr was last in Green Bay in 2022, according to her son.
Yeah.
And this is a really sweet quote, too, for anybody who lives in the Green Bay area. Quote, to her final breath, she would always talk about how she missed getting up there. In the obituary I drafted today after she passed away, I noted the favorite trips she would have. It wasn't going to Alaska. It wasn't going to Hawaii. It was going to Green Bay.
And I'd love to share what he also said to her is, I guess Bart did this before his death, but after Bart Starr died, Cherry continued the tradition of writing letters to every starting quarterback in the NFL asking for them to donate an autographed helmet for an auction for the Children's Cancer Awareness Month each September.
Great couple.
Great couple. And I hope that Bart Starr Jr. continues that legacy. Many condolences to the Starr family.
A life well lived.
Yes.
Two lives really, really well lived. Stephen from Green Bay on the line. Good morning, Stephen. Did you want to check in about the loss of Cherry Starr?
Yeah, I was actually yesterday, I don't know if you guys know this, but it was Founders Day in the city of Green Bay. It was Green Bay's 170th birthday. And at that event, they actually had a moment of silence for Cherry Starr. Mm. And they went in a little bit about just how impactful those two were to the city of Green Bay.
Yep.
Bart Starr has a bridge named after him. It's the Bart Starr Memorial Bridge. And it just really goes to show that people that play for the Packers, yes, they're NFL players, and yes, they're making a boatload of money, just like any other NFL players, but they give back to the community. Yes. I mean, Donald Driver gives back enormously to the city of Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really part of the community. You run into a Packer at Woodman's or whatever, and they'll talk to you just like they're your neighbor next door. It's absolutely amazing if you ever get to experience it.
That's great. That's great, Stephen. Thank you for calling. Always thank you for listening.
I've always believed that not just the Packers, but, you know, the Brewers and the Bucks, we seem to be very lucky that we are a very drama-free team. In the annals of the history of sports, we have not only just very drama-free players.
For the most part.
For the most part, but also just these incredible people who, once they get here, they get their roots in here. I mean, Christian Yelich loves this place. Giannis loves this place.
Yes.
And it's so wonderful to see them be a part of our community. And even after, if they get traded or they retire, they're still here.
They're still part of the fabric.
Exactly.
Very much so. Again, all best wishes and love and respect to the Starr family. After the loss of Cherry Starr yesterday at the age of 89. I'm going to move on to something quite on the opposite end of the spectrum, shall we say.
Welcome to Matt and Air on the Air.
One of our favorite Congress people, Lauren Bobo Boebert of Colorado, posting yesterday afternoon about the Biden crime family.
We need Biden crime family music.
We'll find a theme.
Yeah.
And at approximately the same time, Lauren Boebert's oldest son was being arrested in her district in Colorado.
And not for, like, trespassing, not for just, like, oh, he's
jaywalking,
stole a book from a bookstore, not even a DUI.
No.
18-year-old
Tyler Boebert arrested yesterday afternoon facing 22 charges, including several felonies relating to a string of crimes in her Colorado district. So I guess it's kind of nice if you're going to crime, you want to crime in your home district. People know you there.
That's our crime guy.
That's our crime guy. Tyler Boebert arrested after a string of vehicle trespass and property thefts. He's facing four counts of criminal possession of a financial device. And I were talking about this off the air.
I think it's going to be a device that's used to, like, the ones that I know about are the ones that you can put on card swipers on gas station machines or at
ATM.
Convenience stores, ATMs,
yep.
Where once you put your card in, the device that's on top of it can read the information. You can extract it
and steal your numbers.
If I'm gonna take a bet on what that very vague term is, mm-hmm. I'm gonna say it's one of those.
Yep. Tyler Boberts, 4 counts of criminal possession of a financial device, 4 counts of criminal possession of ID documents, as well as a count of conspiracy to commit a felony. But we're not done.
No.
He's also charged with 4 misdemeanor counts of ID theft, 3 misdemeanors of first-degree criminal trespass, 3 misdemeanor counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And he's charged with 3 counts of the petty offense of theft less than $300.
He's just going all out.
Well, it's kind of a family tradition.
Yeah, exactly.
Being arrested in Colorado because his father has been arrested
many times,
but twice just in the last year.
Yes.
And of course, Mom Bobo has been arrested several times. And in fact, when she and the other candidates in the new district that she's running in Colorado, when all the candidates were at their first forum, the moderator asked them who here has been arrested, and every single one of the candidates raised their hands and they got applause.
Yep. That's the word. That is the law and order party, my friends. Law and order. When reading this article, it also said that one of the arrests that Jason Boberts, who is Lauren's now ex-husband.
Yep.
It's really celebrating, really, when it comes down to it, because he was arrested 20 years ago this month. So, really, Tyler, their son, was just...
It's an anniversary.
Exactly.
Of my dad's first arrest.
20 years is, I think, 22 crimes. I think that's the...
Now, I want to make it very clear that my heart goes out for parents of troubled kids. It's got to be extraordinarily difficult. It's got to be extremely challenging. But there is, I guess it's the hypocrisy.
Yes.
That bothers me so much. Again, Lauren Bobo Boberts, back the blue. I'm all about, you know, law enforcement and standing with law enforcement. Except, and of course, we're the family of a party of family values and God and Jesus. Except a couple little side things.
When it doesn't have to apply to me. What do you always say?
Rules for thee, but not for me.
Exactly. And it's so infuriating because one of the things, I know this sounds petty to bring up, but she was, you know, apprehended once for like screaming at cops because they were doing their job arresting underage drinkers.
And she told them to run from the cops.
Yeah. I mean,
she told them to run from the police.
I do not believe for one minute that that person who did that then is different from the person today. And that is my biggest problem, is that hypocrisy that you were talking about. You know, you do the crime, fine. You do the crime, then the law will determine what your sentence is if you are found guilty. I mean, who knows? He'll wiggle his way out of most of them because it's nice to have a Congress person in the family.
Oh, absolutely. Pull a couple strings, pull up a couple favors. And I would just suggest, Lauren, she's got 3 other sons. This is her oldest one. He's also the new father that made her a grandmother at the age of 36.
Yeah.
Apparently no longer with that girlfriend.
Nope.
But they still have a child together. I don't know, Bobo, maybe you should drop out of Congress and spend a little more time with your kids.
Well, I don't think she's going to be.
Do you think she's not going to?
She changed districts. That makes her a carpetbagger. And she's also told them, I'm not drama. And that's...
If you want to check in on this, 855-75-CIVIC, stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matinee on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. We're coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Just a reminder to download the fabulous Civic Media app.
So wonderful.
So wonderful.
And today it's only $200.
The Civic Media app, Greg Bach, is free.
What are we doing?
I know, we're just giving it away for nothing.
Holy cow.
If you download the app, you can listen to all of the stations all across the network and all across the state of Wisconsin. And you can call or text directly from the app, which is a pretty snappy thing as well. Or you can call, and if you're watching on the live stream today on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, we have this really nifty scrolling feature.
Oh, I'll turn the scrolling down. Watch this. Yeah. Watch this. Watch. Everybody in the live stream. Let's technology.
Ooh. 3, 2, 1.
Ooh. Ooh. See, if you were watching the live stream right now, you'd know what's going on. You'd be in the loop.
855-75-CIVIC if you want to call and or text. We were talking about Colorado Representative Lauren Bobo Boberts, whose 18-year-old son was arrested yesterday. 22 different counts. He's been busy. Yeah. So we're wondering if anybody, if you want to check in on this. Charles is on the line from Green Bay. Good morning, Charles. Thank you so much for joining us.
How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you. How about yourself?
Well, I'm trying to drive in Green Bay, but that's okay. They got the road straightened out. You know, only in Wisconsin. It's winter coats, swimsuits by three, you know, so, you know, we're good. The reason why, and I have a sneaking suspicion, and it's the same reason for Marjorie Taylor Greene. The reason why Boebert wants to be reelected, if she's elected three times to the House of Representatives, she's entitled to retirement funds.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Forever.
And she's also entitled to health insurance forever.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great retirement package, right, Charles? If you can just serve in Congress for three terms, and you're set, man.
6 years is all it takes.
That seems like a pretty good deal.
I think in Milwaukee Common Council, you have to only serve two times and you get pension.
Good work if you can get it.
Yep.
Charles, thank you so much. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in. Be careful on the roads. Tom from LA. Good morning, Tom. How's it going?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Greg. We the people ultimately are the government, not the corporation. So people wake up, please, and realize that we need to get money out of politics and restore government back to we the people. Second, yeah, you know, it's amazing. If the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it. Just every time they come up with some, because honestly, I don't think Democrats are that creative in terms of some of the stuff that Republicans do. I mean, it's projection, but for the people out there who don't know what projection is, it's if the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. And
should be a T-shirt.
I hope we really, really beat this into the ground, just like they would if there was one person that came over the border or some person of color that does something, that becomes the whole thing for the masses of that population. I hope, you know, people really realize that Bobo's son is a criminal. And, you know, he probably shouldn't be allowed in the States, honestly. He probably should go to jail.
Well, to be fair, Tom, he is innocent until proven guilty.
He'll it's going to get pled down.
Yeah, he'll get pled down. He'll go away.
He's going to get pled down.
He'll get some community service.
If that.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, Tom. As always, really appreciate it.
Really quick, Sherry from HorrorCon, who is actually a regular live stream watcher, is asking, how do I get the live stream? You can go to Civic Media on Facebook. You can go to Civic Media. I'm sorry, Matt and Air on Air on Facebook. Civic Media on YouTube, or you can watch on Twitter, now X, on Matt and Air on Air, at Matt and Air on Air.
Right.
If you want to comment, you have to go to Facebook or YouTube.
Thank you for that clarification.
No problem.
Text coming in from Dave from New Berlin. Dave says, thank you, Jane. I try to consume conservative media as well, but I don't think I'll be hearing about this on Newsmix.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Probably not.
Probably skip over that one.
Yeah, I think that's a fair, I think that's a fair guess.
We don't want to talk about the Boebert crime family.
Again, I feel badly for anyone who has troubled family members, troubled teenagers. I can't imagine the challenges. I really can't.
Yeah.
And then to be in the public eye like that, but if that is your position, then you best watch your, you best watch yourself and your own household.
And that's for me personally, I'm not talking about the kid. The kid will go through what he needs to go through. Hopefully justice prevails and all the things happen. I'm directing all of my snark at her because she is the one spending the last 4 years plus trying to just create tumult and chaos. And now just, I mean, was always a hypocrite, but come on now.
We had a couple comments on the live stream from Tony checking in. She 1,000% is not going to be back in Congress. Tony, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Again, she moved to a different district. She said, it's been a challenging time for my family, so we moved to a different district. Maybe they're to move to a different district because that's where her son was criming.
I mean, and in the best of times, moving districts doesn't look good.
And they're already calling her a carpet. You know, people in this new district are already calling her a carpetbagger. And so this might be it for her, although she'll land somewhere else.
She will become a pundit. She will write books. She will.
OnlyFans.
Look at Calvin. Calvin had to turn his head.
Come on. That seems like a
I guarantee. Bobo. I said this before. If she does that, if she starts a page, she'll make $5 million the first day.
That's really disturbing.
Yeah, well.
Now, you're probably not wrong.
And she's going to run for Congress again down the road and say she's learned Senate
she
or
learned
governor. They always come back and they've always learned.
Okay. Moving along, we did want to acknowledge this. The Milwaukee Common Council yesterday has backed extensions of their existing agreement with private ambulance services after reassurances that they've changed policies, and this all is after this poor, unfortunate woman last month was at the bus stop. She fell, hit her head, was laying on the ground when it was bitterly, bitterly cold, when we had a really severe snap of cold weather. She called 911, and the ambulance came but did not see her and then left the area, and she died.
Yeah.
And so at least now there is some acknowledgement that they're changing the ambulance companies anyway are changing some of their policies so that they get out of their vehicles to take a look around so this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this before the show and I get where you were coming from and it seems to me that a little more looking would have done some good. And
well,
just,
yes, but and, I don't know what everything is insurance based.
Yeah.
At least from my point of view, if I have that kind of company, I'm going to look at every hypothetical on how I'm going to get sued and how to protect myself from being sued. So I'm assuming that that's where this don't get out of the ambulance came from. But again,
but it said in the story that as soon as they said that they have to leave under the right conditions, of course, if there's
active gunfire or something like that,
both companies were quick to be on board with that.
So that's a positive step in the right direction.
Correct.
Unfortunately, stemming from the tragic loss of this lady. All right, stay close. We have news on the way and Entertainment Minute from Pete Schwabe. When we return, the good, the bad, and the tooth fairy left. What? This is Matt and Air on Air coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Do what you wanna do. I can tell you.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. An appellate-level court in New York turned thumbs down on Donald Trump's request to stop enforcement of the nearly half-billion-dollar business fraud judgment against him. His lawyers arguing it's impossible to secure a bond for the full amount. The judge said no to more payoff time. White powder letters turned up at the New York at the offices of Attorney General Letitia James and Judge Arthur Engoron.
James prosecuted Trump for business fraud in New York, winning a $454 million judgment against him, his company, and co-defendants. Justice Engoron presided over the case. The court says the substance inside the envelopes tested negative for anything hazardous, and no one was hurt, but an investigation is underway.
ABC's Derek Dennis. In a regulatory filing, Cencora, the major pharmaceutical distributor formerly known as AmerisourceBergen, divulged a cybersecurity incident recently stole data from their systems, some of which may contain personal information, reads the filing. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Every one of the 444 books that were challenged at the Elkhorn School District have been returned to their library shelves. The books were challenged by a parent in the district in November in one of the largest book challenges in the country. While the books have been put back in circulation, the district is putting up barriers to some of the books. Students looking to check out books by authors like Toni Morrison and John Green will now need their parents' permission. A bridge that connects southwest Wisconsin to Iowa could be closed for 2 months. Transportation officials shut down the Black Hawk Bridge over the Mississippi Sunday after the span was found to be moving slightly. The bridge is almost 100 years old and a replacement is being built nearby. About 2,000 vehicles cross the bridge every day. For now, people will have to drive to Prairie du Chien or La Crosse to get across. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight as winds turn light and variable, lows in the upper single digits. On your Thursday, sunny, and it will turn breezy with increasing south winds up around 25 and 30 miles per hour in the afternoon, or highs reaching the lower 50s. Right now, it's 7.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning, wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, WRCE, in Richland Center, News from the Center. We're going to get to the good, the bad, and the Tooth Fairy left what? In just a moment, we had a call. We were going to take that call. That call has disappeared. So we will begin. The good, the bad, and the Tooth Fairy left what? The Milwaukee Public Museum's move has started.
Oh, boy.
That's good.
Holy cow.
Collection staff at the museum started packing stuff up. They're going to be eventually moving out of the current building to the new place at the northeast corner of 6th and McKinley. Mm-hmm. They have to pack, and this is just the first round, they have to pack 23,000 glass and ceramic items. Vases, teapots, sugar dishes, creamers, you name it. And I've been fortunate enough to get into the museum, and I've gone into some of the storage places, and I've had the chance to go into the basement and see where some of these collections are. The fossil collection alone has got to be hundreds of thousands of items.
Yeah, but have you ever moved a bunch of books, though? Oh, my gosh, that's so heavy. I'm just kidding. I'm just making a joke.
Yes, books are heavy.
Yeah. That is, I mean, I believe they said what it would be 2026.
I think that's the target for when they're going to open.
I can't even imagine. Just when you start doing that, you look at the vastness of everything you've collected over decades.
Yes. Decades and decades.
I mean, when I move from an apartment to another apartment, I'm like, where do I start?
And they're downsizing.
Yeah.
So the new facility is going to be smaller. It's going to be
smaller. That's kind of a bummer. But
there is, and I did a couple of interviews in my last iteration with the president of the museum, and as we were walking around the building, there is a lot of wasted space in that building. There really is.
Oh, so smaller in space, not smaller in...
Well, it's going to have a smaller footprint.
Yeah.
But some of the offices they have are enormous.
Yeah.
I mean, executive suite kind of.
Oh, we should be there.
Well, but so they're going to be making those kinds of spaces much smaller. And they're also going to be making things more accessible to the public because this is a working museum. There are people who come to the museum who are writing papers and doing research papers and things like that. So you're going to be able to look in when they're going through fossils and looking through the fossil collections and stuff like that. There's all kinds of really cool stuff that they're planning for the new facility.
I can tell you right now, we're working on reaching out to someone from the museum to give us a real good overview of the beginning, what they plan on, and all the things, and just, you know, what we can expect from the new MPM.
Very, very exciting, and a major undertaking. It really is. And for anyone who doubts that they need a new facility, trust me, I've been in that basement. They have jury-rigged, there have been water issues there for decades.
Yeah.
That they've been just trying to manage.
Yeah.
Because it is such an undertaking to move a facility like this. Mm-hmm. And there's duct, I mean, I'm oversimplifying this, but there's duct tape all over that place.
And that duct tape comes from the Mesozoic area?
It is ancient duct tape.
It's ancient duct tape.
I mean, there's buckets underneath, you know, some of these sewer lines.
They probably
everything.
Don't want you telling those secrets.
But this is why, you know, for people who are kicking about, and they're raising the money,
the vast majority
of themselves, they are getting some county and some state money, but we need this.
You know what? I'll tell you what, anybody who has a problem with that, anybody who is like all up in their britches about that, 855-75-CIVIC, call me. This is what society needs to do. We need to support the arts, our history, these things. We're giving money to baseball teams and basketball teams and any other person with that has their hand out and says, oh, business is business. But we need to secure our history and culture as a city and our state by giving money to these groups so they can survive and we can learn about the past.
It's critically important.
Exactly.
It's critically important to look at the past. This is how we learn moving forward.
Yeah. If you look at the United States compared to other countries and how much they give to the arts and to historically, it is laughable.
We're way down on the list.
Laughable. So, yeah.
Way down on the list. All right. The good, the bad, and the tooth fairy left. What for the good? Well, I'm sorry. This is the bad. The good was the Milwaukee Public Museum beginning their move. The bad, transportation officials have closed the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin and Iowa over the Mississippi after confirmation that it had moved slightly.
Oh, God.
That's never good.
I hate bridges.
That's never good to hear that the bridge moved slightly.
Oh.
It opened up in 1931. It links Lansing, Iowa to Wisconsin's Crawford County. And I didn't realize this. It's the only way to cross this Mississippi by vehicle between Prairie du Chien and La Crosse.
I think
that's 60 miles.
I think I crossed that bridge. I drove back from Nebraska and I took a weird way and it took me through a, yeah, I think I may have crossed that bridge, but I don't like bridges. I don't like, they freak me out.
They're remarkable achievements.
And when they know they're safe and new and, or like refurbished, then I'm fine. But I don't know which ones are and which aren't. And then when they look rusty, I'm like, this could be the day.
The Iowa Department of Transportation say inspectors found there was movement in the two bridge piers, so they're going to stabilize those. This could take up to 2 months. So this is going to be a major headache for folks who live on one side of the river and work on the other side of the river. Because you're going to have now, again, it's 60 miles between Prairie du Chien and La Crosse. That is the only way to get across the river in your vehicle.
Yeah. Bosses are going to be like, well, get to driving.
Maybe some folks can work remotely.
And instead, they're working on a new bridge now because there was some the way that bridge is placed, it's like along a curve and there have been collisions with boats before coming through and they want to get the bridge out of the way. So they're building a new one that's going to be up and running by 2027.
Oh, that's great.
Which to me then I'm like, oh, shiny new bridge. I'm like literally like I want to see this bridge when it's going to be like cool.
The current bridge is called the Singing Bridge.
Why?
The metal grate flooring makes a humming sound as vehicles drive across it. But as you said, there's a real sharp bend in that river, and that has caused collisions in the past. Along with the age of the bridge, the narrowness, and deteriorating structural conditions, work started on that new $140 million bridge late last year, just north of the original structure. And as you said, that should be open in 2027.
Yeah.
I do think the whole architectural process and the whole building process is fascinating.
Absolutely.
And I hope someone, as they're building this new bridge, would do a time-lapse video of the construction.
Yeah.
Because it's impressive.
Oh, we got Dave from New Berlin with a joke. So, I can't cross that bridge when I get to it? Darn.
Nice one, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Quality joke.
Former Lansing Mayor Melissa Hamel telling the Journal Sentinel, residents are relieved the bridge isn't going to be shut for too long during construction because, of course, the effect it will have on the city's economy. Whenever the bridge has closed in the past, you noticed a big drop in town. So we don't want it to be shut down for the entire summer when we have their busiest times.
Absolutely.
Again, in 2 months. So hopefully in 2 months, this will be stabilized and then relatively soon.
Yeah.
The new bridge. Well, a couple of years. New bridge will be open in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Moving on
to which is going to be.
I really want people to chime in on this because I'm so curious. 855-75-CIVIC is the number to call or text. 855-75-CIVIC. The good, the bad, and the tooth fairy left what?
This is a story that's right up the alley for the hackles of one Jane Mattinare.
Some children receive $100 bills in designer jewelry under their pillows as the tooth fairy has apparently come into money since I was a child.
She didn't say $100 bill, folks. She said $100 bills with an S.
And designer jewelry.
Yeah.
The national average in the United States for a tooth fairy gift has risen from under $2 in 2001 to more than $6 in 2023. But the Wall Street Journal reported there are some parents, making the rest of you look bad,
yeah,
who are going way over the top.
Absolutely.
One guy interviewed in this article said some children get cash, a video game, and an iPhone, which he attributes to parents competing with one another.
That's no good. That's
one mother from England gave her daughter $120, a letter, a silver fairy necklace, and a bracelet from Louis Vuitton. That was her first baby tooth she lost. The process was uncomfortable for her, so we decided to give her the extra tooth fairy experience.
I think Jane's going to punch her computer.
I don't understand.
Tony Zimmerman's live stream comment is perfect. He just says, what?
I know. How is it? Come on, people.
What did you get? Were teeth around back in those days?
No, we actually only had wooden teeth when I was growing up. Right. There were no actually. Of course we had teeth. I think I got a dime.
Yeah. But that dime went a long way.
It did.
Yeah.
You could buy like a 45 with a dime.
You could buy 10 penny candies.
What was your average when you were growing up?
Yeah.
What did the tooth fairy leave under your pillow? Or what have you left for your kids?
I think...
In the tooth fairy's stead, should any small people be listening?
Just by proxy, because the tooth fairy's busy and you're helping out. Oh, God.
Tooth fairy standing.
I know that when I was little... There was maybe like 50 cents, and then I think it was up to a dollar.
Really?
I think, and my mom could correct me if I'm wrong. I think I'm wrong, but I feel like the last baby tooth I lost, I got a $5 bill. It's almost to be like, it's your last one. I definitely didn't get jewelry or an iPhone or anything from Louis Vuitton.
Nothing from Louis Vuitton.
Nothing from Louis Vuitton.
How much did you get from the tooth fairy? How much? Did you assist the tooth fairy in leaving for your own children? 855-75-CIVIC. Calvin, as our resident young person, you are probably the most recent person to lose a tooth. So what did the tooth fairy leave for you?
See, my compensation from the tooth fairy was pretty similar to Greg's, even though I'm a little bit younger than
Hey, be nice.
So I think maybe the first couple teeth I lost, I got like a dollar in quarters. And then after that, maybe like the last couple teeth, I might have gotten $5, but I'm not totally sure.
Yeah. Sherry from Horicon texted in saying, I always gave my kids silver dollars.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Andrew from Maine going dark. Jane's parents didn't pay out for teeth, given how easy it would be for the kids to find extra teeth laying around the funeral home.
Oh!
Gah.
Andrew, they weren't actually just lying around the funeral home, just to clarify that. Kind of.
When they came in, Papa Martin, they were just punching them in the face.
That would be kind of, I don't know, health code violation or something. I'm sure there are rules covering those sorts of things. Just curious, what did the tooth fairy leave for your children? And what did you receive from the tooth fairy when you lost a tooth? 855-75-CIVIC. Because now parents are competing with each other, leaving $100 bills, designer jewelry, iPhones. I mean, aren't you 10? Don't you have all your permanent teeth by the time you're like 10 years old?
I don't remember. That was a long time ago. I don't remember. I mean, probably between 10 and 12, maybe.
12
depending.
Sounds old.
It sounds old, but who knows? Children are unique snowflakes. 262 texting in saying, we received a quarter for each tooth. I'm sure leaving lavish gifts is fun for the kid, but what is it teaching the kids? I mean, ultimately, these kids are coming through. They're most likely not being told no a lot. They're the ones who are complaining on their 16th birthday that they got a Mercedes instead of the Maserati.
Or the Lexus that they wanted.
Exactly. So, you know, honestly, it's the world that their parents are creating. It's for them to deal with.
Let's talk Tooth Fairy. What did you get? What did the Tooth Fairy give your children? 855-75-CIVIC. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Still alive. Still alive.
from the center, WRCE.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tooth fairy, take me home. Hello, baby, I'm your baby tooth. My friends and I will join you in your early youth.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mock, the surgeon of sound, Kelvin, on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. 855-75-CIVIC if you ever want to call or text or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon ruined. We were playing The Good, The Bad, and The Tooth Fairy Left What? Article I found. Now some parents have really upped the game, leaving a $100 bill, $100 bills, plural, designer jewelry, things from Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Really, people? Really?
I mean, I'm looking at the live stream comments. Everybody is just like enraged or in shock.
PJ's comment, the tooth fairy's leaving $100 now. I'm going to go to the shed and get my rusty pliers.
All right, seriously. PJ.
It's just, that seems a little extreme to me.
A little extreme, yes. I mean, both the pliers and the prizes.
Yeah, that too.
I can't imagine giving a kid an iPhone, that's like, $1,000, if not more.
At 10?
Yeah. Kids shouldn't have a cell phone at 10.
I would agree with you. 855-75-CIVIC. If you ever want to call and or text, you can always join us. I wanted to share this that just came up regarding our very own senior senator, Ron Johnson, Greg.
Roger.
Ron Johnson this morning appearing on Fox News with Maria Bartiromo. She asked him to provide proof that President Biden benefited from his son Hunter Biden's business dealings overseas. She asked him to point to specific proof of wrongdoing from the president in order to justify removing him from office. Here is our senior senator's response. Quote, well, first of all, he's lied repeatedly. When do you lie repeatedly if you don't have something to cover up? President Biden is the Don of the Biden crime family.
Oh, my God.
Oftentimes, the Dons kind of sit above all the criminal activity that occurs, but they're totally responsible for it. Maria comes back, which shocks me, actually. What's going on over at Fox here? Actually asking journalistic-type questions? What's wrong with you people? Quote from Maria. But the evidence that actually proves that is what I'm asking for. Where is the evidence that Joe Biden benefited from all of this? Senator Johnson, it depends on what documents investigators have. The Bidens haven't exactly been forthcoming in cooperating.
Wrong.
Let's not forget that this impeachment inquiry last month, their star witness, the smoking gun witness, the guy who was going to prove everything about the corruption and the payoffs, he got arrested.
For what?
Lying to investigators about these alleged multi-million dollar bribes that President Biden allegedly got from this energy firm in Ukraine, Burisma.
And the Biden family would like to be forthcoming. Hunter, especially, he said he'd come and testify in open forum. He won't go behind closed doors. And they said no.
I think he might actually be going to Washington this week.
Great. I hope it's open. I hope it's...
They won't do it open then, because they want to be able to control the narrative.
Well, then they can shut their mouths because now at this point, they're getting what they want. They're getting Hunter Biden, and I'm sure they're going to spin whatever he says into whatever they want. And their smoking gun is arrested. I mean, I think Fox is doing this because they have no other choice at this. Like, they don't want to support Trump, I feel. I feel like they're not. They haven't been on board with him for a while. Specifically since they cost him, this whole thing cost him nearly $1 billion.
Maybe not up until 5 p.m., but after 5 o'clock, it's all Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Hannity just had him on.
Well, it's Sean Hannity.
Lori Ingram just had him on.
Yeah.
And so that adoration has not gone away. But it is, we talked about Bret Baier the other day.
Yeah.
Talking to Donald Trump and repeatedly pointing out, you lost the election in 2020. So I do think that defamation lawsuit that cost them almost $1 billion has certainly impacted them, but not everybody.
No, I mean, I'm not, the news people have been the news people, and they've not always been the nicest to him. Even the morning show people have gotten on his case a couple of times, but Sean Hannity's never going to change. I mean, the man has him on speed dial. It's kind of disgusting.
It is kind of disgusting. And if there had been so many revelations, just a reminder again, going back to January 6th, then we later learned that Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingram were texting with people in the Trump administration as the riot was going on, mm-hmm. telling them to get Trump to do something about this, to stop it.
Yeah.
If the situation were reversed and we had media figures like those three in touch with the Democratic administration.
If Rachel Maddow was texting the Obama administration.
Oh, my God. The hair burning would never stop.
But we don't have to worry because this wasn't what everyone thought it was. It was just, you know, some people having fun, going on a tour, being respectful, and walking between
the ropes.
The ropes. So, I mean, it's once again, we go back to what we were talking about with Lauren Boebert. It's the hypocrisy.
It is.
And it'd be boring if it weren't so frightening for what's going to happen in November.
Joe, you on the live stream, Ron Johnson is just adhering to MAGA's second commandment. Never, ever take an L.
Never.
Never, ever. You're right.
No.
Never apologize. Never admit you got it wrong. Never own it.
If someone,
then it's deflection.
If someone tries to criticize you in public, you just publicly eviscerate them and make them look like a fool. He's done that many times.
Yes. I just want people to keep in mind, and I know we have many months to go, but look at the records of our two senators.
Yeah.
And who has done and brought things back to Wisconsin that have actually helped Wisconsinites. And I don't think it's our senior senator.
No, I ask people to call in and tell us the great things he's done. And I'm not saying that to be a jerk. I want to know.
Let us know.
Do you know something we don't? What
remarkable
major monies or programs or opportunities has he brought to this state other than trying to spread conjecture, conspiracy theories?
All over. COVID. He's still all on COVID.
Yeah. That's why he ran for the third term. He said he had more work to do to disrupt the COVID mind virus.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting to become magnetic, but I'm not bitter about that.
Well,
stay with us. We have news on the way next. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Thursday on Nightlight, I'm joined by author Brett Kissinger and Wisconsin Area Music Industry Vice President Ron Books. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on This Is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.